And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 15th of December. The publication of the Veg News Guide to Being a Fabulous Vegan, Look Good, Feel Good, and Do Good in 30 Days by Jasmine Singer was on this day in 2020. Go vegan the fabulous way with this helpful guide from an editor of Veg News, an award-winning vegan media outlet. Maybe you're interested in it for the food. Maybe it's the animals. Or maybe climate change has got you thinking. Whatever your reason, maybe you don't quite know where to start. After all, doesn't going vegan mean you have to give up tasty snacks, cool shoes, a sense of humor, or your leather couch? Nope, nope, no way. Well, eventually. Covering everything from nutrition, you will get enough protein, promise, to dating, vegans have better sex, it's true, to fitness, you want to lift a car over your head? Sure. Jasmine Singer and the team at Veg News bust all the myths and give you all the facts about a plant-based lifestyle with 30 easy recipes to get you started. The Veg News Guide to Being a Fabulous Vegan will help you adopt a lifestyle that's better for you, the animals, and the planet. And what's more fabulous than that? And the publication of Expanding the Critical Animal Studies Imagination, Essays in Solidarity and Total Liberation by Nathan Poirier was on this day in 2023. This book pushes critical animal studies forward and outward by making new connections to movements and ideas that have yet to really engage. This book challenges critical animal studies adherents to expand their efforts of solidarity, mutual aid, and activism. The release of the movie Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget was on this day in 2023. Dawn of the Nugget is a British animated comedy directed by Sam Fell, a sequel to Chicken Run. The film tells the story of Rocky and Ginger, who lead a rescue mission when their daughter has been abducted to a highly advanced poultry farm run by their old enemy, Mrs. Tweety. Since the chickens escaped from Mr. and Mrs. Tweety's farm, they have settled in an idyllic sanctuary on an island in a lake where they can live happily, safe from humans. Ginger and Rocky start a family with a hatchling named Molly. Molly grows into an adventurous 10-year-old whom Ginger and Rocky try to protect from the outside world. The appearance of trucks and construction on the mainland concern Ginger that another chicken farm is being built. And with her more cautious perspective as a parent, she leads her community in better hiding themselves. Molly's curiosity draws her to sneak away to the mainland, where she is saved from being run over by a pre-teenage chicken named Frizzle. The two friends stow away on a truck full of chickens being taken to Funland Farms, which looks appealing to them. Ginger and Rocky form a search party. They give chase and find that the farm is a highly advanced poultry processing plant bristling with security systems. The chickens on this new farm are wearing collars, which serve to suppress the chickens' fear, making tastier chicken nuggets. The whole population of chickens escape in a truck. Mrs. Tweety tries to stop them, but Fowler knocks her into the compound's moat, where she is stopped by the facility's security as the site explodes from the chicken sabotage. The chickens return to the island sanctuary and their lives of peace. But now Molly and Frizzle do aerial reconnaissance for chicken farms on the mainland, and the chicken crew liberate those they find. Here's a poem for today, Hens and Chickens, from the Villager's Verse book by William Lyell Bowles. See, sister, where the chickens trip, all busy in the morn. Look how their heads they dip and dip to peck the scattered corn. Dear sister, shall we shut our eyes and to the sight be blind, nor think of him who food supplies to us and all animal kind? Whether our wants be much or few, or fine or coarse our fare, to heaven's protecting care is due the voice of praise and prayer. Hens and Chickens by William Lyell Bowles. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that in all the ways that matter, animals are the same as us.